Vince, how are you?
Can be better, but it'll get better.
I always wonder, is it helpful after you see the film, or is it more frustrating after
you see the film? Sometimes it's different. Just looking at the film, and it bothered me last night, so I kind of got to jump on it last night on the plane just to see where the breakdowns was and stuff, and just small things. But, you know, a bunch of small things amount to big things, and that's exactly what happened to us last night. So we got to be able to regroup and get back focused, especially starting with the run game, because going to Minnesota with one of the best backs in the game, and all they do is depend on they pound the game. So we got our week cut out. I mean, we know it's going to be a tough week, but at the same time, we know we have to get better, and we will. I mean, it will. There's some things that we done, and it's very fixable, but we got to have our minds ready to get it fixed. And if we don't, we have another long week. So I'm just going to start, you know, actually start tonight watching film and preparing for the Vikings to get some stuff cleaned up.
Do you ever think that they will be able to run the ball like that, like they did against you guys yesterday?
No, I didn't. I know that they had a good back, good backs being able to run the ball, and to give up the yardage we gave up, I mean, we're way better than that. I mean, this defense, we are a lot better than what we've shown. So it's frustrating, and you're disappointed, but at the same time, it's a lot of football to play. So our main goal is to get better each week. I mean, we have a long season, so we really can't hold our head down because the ball going to keep rolling. We got another task this week, but we have to do better things now. We have to get it fixed and get it done, but I'm pretty sure we will. Starting with today, we'll get it fixed, and, you know, just going over the film and stuff like that, things that we did is just, you know, some bonehead stuff that we did that allowed us to lose that ball game. So we're going to get it fixed.
I mentioned to Michael, I think Knowshon Moreno's a really good running back in the NFL, 134 yards. Dolphins as a team, 191 yards. But as you said, you're facing a guy next Sunday who's a Hall of Fame running back. Yeah, this is as good as it gets.
Yeah, he's every bit of legit when you talk about running game and a complete back. I mean, they're going to run the power game. They're going to depend on him. And we know that. I mean, he's done it his whole career. Being able to be one of the top backs in the game, hands down. So, like I say, it's, you know, the disappointment that we have. The good thing about it is, one, we get to see Dolphins late in the year, and two, we got a chance to go out and prove that, you know, we can be a good defense, a run defense, this week. So we can't ask for any better week to get back on track than this week.
How did you feel out there individually, first game since the Atlanta game last year?
I felt fine. I mean, the first time I went to camp and, you know, went to preseason to play the game, I kind of knew that, I was ready to go back and play football. And I never thought about it yesterday. I just went out and played like, you know, I normally do. So, sore, just like any other game. But other than that, you know, body feels fine. You know, it's time to move forward now and keep that head down and just keep grinding the way.
How many text messages?
56.
56. Yeah. 56 text messages, yeah, 56. After the game.
Yeah, 56.
Now, the bulk of them in the third and fourth quarter?
Oh, it's the whole game.
Whole game.
Whole game, yeah. So, 56. I had a lot of reading.
No, you can't read them till after. Yeah.
All right. Give me like one that you can share. Give me a good one that you can share with the class.
Just saying, you know, how we started out fast. How we just going out there and balling, getting the ball, turnovers and stuff like that. So it's not all good and it's not all bad. So I have a mixture.
Kind of an unusual situation. A youngster like Dominique Easley doesn't get to play in a preseason game, had some injury issues. The first action he sees is in the heat of the battle down in Miami against the Dolphins. How did he hold up in his first NFL action?
I mean, I think – first game for all of us, you know, is one of the things you have to understand is we go into the first game of the season really not knowing what to expect. And we went in this game the same way. We prepared for things that we thought they can do, things they didn't do. But we prepare as best we can. And I think for the most part, everybody prepared well. But like I said, it's just some rust that we got to knock off. You know, it's our first time playing 60 minutes, a real season game. So, it'll get better. Everything wasn't perfect by anybody, you know, not just him, myself included, Gerard, Tom. I mean, we had some mistakes out there that, you know, going forward, we have to eliminate if we want to be a good team. So going forward, I'm pretty sure that we'll get better. We will get better. I mean, because that's what we do. I mean, that's one thing, to not show up in the run game. We got to be able to turn the page and say, you know what, this is the mistakes, let's correct them and move forward. And that's where we're at today.
I heard Rob Ninkovich after the game, and he said you measure a defense by how you stop the run.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, you want to be a tough defense. You got to be able to stop the run. You want to be a tough football team, you got to be able to run the ball and stop the run, plain and simple. It starts with the guys up front. I don't care, you know, how good your quarterback is or your secondary is, but if you can't establish the line of scrimmage and on a consistent basis, you won't be successful at this level. So we understand that. We take pride in our run defense. We have for years. I mean, it's nothing new. But it was disappointing what we put out there. But at the same time, it's something that we have to build on. We will build on. We will be ready to go against the Vikings, and we will get better. No question in my mind.
You seem pretty confident that this team, that this defense especially, will be able to do it. Do you think you have the ability? Will we be talking about a top five, top ten defense at the end of the year? Is it a dominant defense?
Our goal is to be one of the best defenses on the field. Simple. I mean, I'm not being arrogant. I'm not being, you know, crazy, but I'm speaking with confidence for my team, for myself. I'm speaking with a lot of confidence because I know what we have. I know the type of players we have in that locker room. I understand the type of players that we have on the defensive line, and we have a bunch of good football players that can play the game. So it didn't show, you know, Sunday, but like I said, we will get better. It's no question in my mind we will get better, and I'm very confident that we'll fix what we did last week. We'll fix this week.
Dolphin give you anything that you weren't expecting?
No. I think we actually overprepared a little bit, but it's always good to overprepare. So you can always have things to go to, but they did exactly what we thought they would do. Nothing, no wrinkles, nothing like that, and I think at times we handled it well, and at times we didn't. So we just have to get back in that playing football mode and just being aware, just understanding the situations that we're in, understanding the down and distance, and just going from there. And I think the more we play, the more we'll get better at it.
Switching gears on you a bit, the big story in the league today is Ray Rice being released by the Ravens. Have you seen the video that TMZ Sports has put out there?
Nope. My focus is on the Vikings. Man, look here. We had enough to deal with and with the film to watch on the Dolphins. You know, the last thing that I want to think about is anything other than what happened to us against the Dolphins and moving forward, what's going to happen with the Vikings. So anything else right now is – you know, I have blinders on like a horse. The only thing I can see is forward. And right now is the Vikings.
So from this moment on, the Dolphins game doesn't exist for you?
No. I mean, it's in the past. We moved on. We watched the film. We made corrections. And we on to the Vikings.
Did it get hot and bothered in there?
Oh, no, not really. Because I think we have a bunch of guys that understand what the coaches was talking about. And we actually saw it. And we saw that, you know, if we did a couple things right, a couple things better, the outcome would have been different. And, you know, that's football, though. You have to be able to capitalize on opportunities. And in the first half, we didn't. In the second half, we had some. We didn't capitalize on it, and we kept the defense. We stayed on the field. We didn't get off the field. And it's going to hurt you every time. So we have to be able to, you know, put some games together, some streaks together, some downs together, and just be more consistent going forward. So we got to do a better job.
I tweeted out after the third quarter yesterday, that might be as bad a quarter as I can remember the Patriots playing in a long time. Both sides of the ball, offense, defense, special teams even. And then you came back in the fourth quarter, and I thought the defense looked pretty good. What changed?
Hey, that's football. That's football. But, you know, who knows? I mean, like I said, it's, we just have to do some things a lot better than we did. And it was up and down. You know, I think first half we played pretty solid, good at first half. And to come back in the third quarter, you know, we kind of got off to a slow start defensively. They moved the ball and scored. And we really, you know, it's just, you know, run fits was a little different, out of position, overrunning plays, missed tackles, giving up, you know, some plays that we shouldn't giving up. And, you know, when you get the fourth quarter, we know, hey, the game's declared, you know. It is what it is at this point. And it's nothing really you're going to see any different in the fourth quarter unless, you know, a team is up by a big margin or down by a big margin. Then you can kind of go into your situational plays. But at that point, we just kind of knew, you know, our backs was against the walls. We had to be better. And we knew it was, you know, we was not too good in the run game. So once fourth quarter hit, we got to understand it's a different mentality. We have to get the ball for our offense. We got to get off the field. Sometimes we do it, sometimes we didn't.
You know, yeah, three roughing the passer penalties yesterday. I'll end with this. I think within 5 years in the NFL, the sack will be different. Like, you won't be able to actually. I think it's going to be like a touch. It won't be like touch football, not the whole sport, but around the area around the quarterback. They're just going to say, okay, he's down.
Yeah.
The sack record for Michael Strahan's sack record. It's going to be a touch record going forward. 100, he had 100-something touches.
And Vincent Lee happy to play
in his career. It's going to be like basketball. I got to get my touches.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know what? And that's an area of the game where, you know, it's kind of different now with the new rules. And they always protect the quarterback. So we have to understand and do a better job when we get around the quarterback and knowing where the strike zone is. You know, anything above the shoulders or below the knees, it's like, and then if you lead with your head and the stomach, then you spear. So you got to kind of be real cautious of how you're going in at quarterbacks. Do you hit them or have you taken two steps? Is it late? So, I mean, it gets tricky. It definitely gets tricky sometimes, but that's something we have to live with and we have to do a better job going forward because, you know, those personal fouls we can live without, but it's a lot of plays we can live without also too yesterday, and not just those penalties. So everything should get better, and it will get better because I have the confidence in this team and with the coaches and stuff to put us in the right situations to get better. So I'm looking forward to this week.
I'll warn you ahead of time. You probably know this already. Adrian Peterson hurts you when he shakes your hand. I mean, he's trying to be polite and trying to be a nice guy. He hurts you when he shakes your hand.
Well, I don't shake hands, so.
So no problem there, right?
Nah.
Not even after, huh?
No, for what?
I got you. It's not your job, right? We'll see you next week.
All right,
thanks,
guys.
Vince.
Thank you.
Vince Wilfork.